Technology without conscience. Humans are engaged in a struggle to prevent the misuse of science and technology. If we are to overcome this struggle, we must not lose our moral compass, writes Mitchell Cooper. In 1816, former U.S. President Thomas Jefferson said, "Laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind." As that becomes more developed, more enlightened, as new discoveries are made, new truths disclosed, and manners and opinions change with the change of circumstances, institutions must advance also to keep pace with the times. So what happens when technology advancement is moving ahead so rapidly that the human mind, let alone laws and ethics, cannot keep up? We all benefit from the conveniences of modern technology. Back in 1600, who would have thought that one day there would be real-time communication technology like Skype, video chat, instant messaging, and social media? Life 200 years ago was very different from life today. People had just found out the secret to capturing images and rendering them permanent. But nowadays, if we so wish, we can document every second of our life and take it with us everywhere. In the field of medicine, technology saves lives. We have come a long way since the discovery of X-rays in 1895. Modern imaging methods provide detailed pictures of body parts and internal organs in 3D. Ultrasound enables doctors to monitor fetal growth in vitro. MRI scans allow doctors to examine a patient's brain or soft tissues. Any medical procedure that may be required is now undertaken with better and more complete information. Surgery also relies heavily on technology such as lasers, robotics, and computers. The training that medical students receive today is completely different from the training they received a century ago. Medical devices are widely used to replace diseased body parts, cochlear implants, plastic lenses, and prosthetic limbs, or to aid failing organs, pacemakers. Did you know that 95% of all hearing aids today are 3D printed? Though not as futuristic as portrayed in CSI or Minority Report, technology plays an increasingly integral role in modern-day police work. Advanced surveillance, DNA and fingerprint databases, crowd monitoring and facial recognition are just a few examples of how technology facilitates police investigation and inquiries. Electronic notebooks with access to public and police data allow officers to get up-to-date information when they are investigating a crime. The vast majority of the police forces in the UK use Twitter and Facebook to interact with the public and gain information on suspected criminals. Technology advancement is not without drawbacks. For the fourth year, the John J. Reilly Center for Science, Technology, and Values at the University of Notre Dame has released its annual list of emerging ethical dilemmas and policy issues in science and technology. On last year's list was the use of real-time satellite surveillance video. When images of soil erosion are captured alongside those of the general public, who decides how the data will be used? What is the potential for abuse by corporations, governments, police departments, or terrorists? Increased information sharing means that data, even sensitive and personal, is stored online. Someone working from home might use public Wi-Fi network to access the office server, thereby increasing the risk of data being stolen. UK phone and broadband provider TalkTalk was one of the latest victims of a cyber attack. It was reported that nearly 157,000 of its customers' personal details were accessed, 10% of whom had their bank account details stolen. There have been other cases in the UK involving sensitive data loss, including the Royal Air Force, the Ministry of Defence, and the Cabinet Office, as a result of lost or stolen laptops or misplaced memory sticks. Hacker activities aside, What about governments accessing private mobile phones and monitoring private conversations? Edward Snowden, former employee of the CIA and the NSA, spoke about the government's ability to hack into phones without the owner's knowledge, gaining information on calls made, texts sent and received, browser history, emails, contact lists, and locations. Intelligence gathering activities follow strict legal guidelines to ensure that such activities are authorized, necessary, and proportionate. The targets of these activities are usually suspects of terrorism or other serious crimes. But to find those targets, governments have to collect mass data. Does that justify invading the privacy of the general public? To a lesser extent, most commercial websites nowadays use cookies to collect browsing habit information. Is it just to help improve people's website experience as they claimed? You knew the answer when you saw the tailor-made advertisements or pop-ups on your computer and smartphone. Yeah, right. The increased popularity of drones raises privacy as well as safety issues. Drones fitted with cameras can take pictures from high up. If you lived on the 26th floor of an apartment block, how would you feel if you found a drone hovering outside your bedroom window? Furthermore, the increasing number of drones sold as toys expose the unsuspecting public to some real physical danger. Just a few weeks ago, a toddler in Worcestershire, UK, lost an eye when a drone flew out of control and hit him in the face. The safety guidelines and public awareness raising are not yet in place. If plants and animals can be cloned to feed the world, do we extend the technology to cloning humans? If precision attacks can be delivered at the press of a button, bombs detonated by a phone call, and war dehumanized to data and analysis, where can we be truly safe? While we wait for laws to catch up, we should look hard at our own moral compass to guide our actions.